And Erica, you said that Holly was not going to join us, right?
Yeah, she canceled.
Okay.
She didn't accept
However,
it.
However, okay, we do have 3 out of 5 right now. So
I call that a quorum.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. We don't have a chair right now. Graham, do you mind just taking us through?
No, happy you? To.
Okay, I'm going to share. I'll try to share the agenda.
I'll go call to order, but I need you to do the roll call because I don't have a list of the members.
All righty. Let me get that list here. Okay, we finally got that up. And, okay, so Holly McAnally. No Holly. Valeria is here.
I'm here.
Glenn Grabsky is not here. Graham Hughes?
Here.
And Kathy Rivers?
Here.
Great. All right, we have a quorum.
All right. Is there anybody in the public for call to audience that would like to address the marketing subcommittee of the Park Tucson Commission?
I don't see anybody else.
Having recognized no one in the call to audience, we'll move on to item number 4, August Parking Newsletter Topics.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. We will talk about our upcoming August parking newsletter. We haven't issued a newsletter since May, and I just want to show you real quick what those consist of. Let me get our website up here. Share. So on our main website, we have a parking update button. And it starts with special event parking for our 4 districts, but it also has our parking update newsletters. You can subscribe here, and this is where our last parking update occurred. We focused on the meter hours being extended, so weekend events. We try to point out a few of our products like Pay by Phone and the Go Tucson Parking app. So just reminders about that, and provide reminders with our interactive map about where to park, and quick links to, in this case, 3 different areas, where to buy a parking permit, information about daily visitor parking, and the Go Tucson mobile app. So for our parking website, our parking newsletter, And Lindsay, step in here anytime, and if you want, I can hand it over to you, because I'm not sure what's going to end up making it in there, but I know some topics we talked about are going to be the off-street monthly permits. That's the student commuter. I'm sorry, off-street would be the monthly parking, and we're always publicizing that, make sure employees up downtown and districts know we have plenty of monthly garage parking. We have our on-street non-residential student commuter item, which JR is going to share a little bit about that in a couple items from now. I think we're going to talk about Mercado parking, that's paid parking now, and a welcome back Wildcats message as well. Lindsay, are there any other topics that are going to make it into the August newsletter?
So I took the things that you guys wanted in there and I put them in there, and I wasn't sure what else to fill up the rest of it with. So I just went to the Park Tucson website and just kind of went through it and added some things in there that I think might be relevant. So we did the weekend event. So I did the Tucson Comic Con that's coming at the end of August. So that's on there. I put the parking info in there for that. And then I did... like a big one in the middle that says got a ticket, so you can click on there. It has like ways to pay, so that's on there. And then I did at the bottom, I did an additional thing about the extended parking meter hours, the download, the free Go Tucson parking app, and then special event parking.
Awesome. That sounds like it covers quite a bit. Thank you for filling it up. And if the subcommittee has any other additions, subjects that you want us to consider including in the newsletter, please let us know anytime. And, you know, the plan is to issue those one every month or two. Sometimes we skip a couple months, but absolutely open to any suggestions from the committee.
Now, I've read the newsletter because I access it off the site. Do you have a list of people who have asked to receive that and that it gets blasted out to? And how many people is that?
That's a great question. Let me pull up. I put a part up earlier. I think I downloaded them. Stand by.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Sure. Okay, so when we send it to anyone that signed up for a Park Tucson bulletin, it goes to almost 850 people.
Hardcore parking enthusiasts.
Hardcore. Definitely.
Yes. And hopefully, you know, word of mouth spreads and they can forward the emails to their friends and family. And I know social media, we have a good following too.
Yeah, and I can always add, like when I send the next one out, I can select more groups for it to go to, I think.
Whether they're signed up or not.
I think so, yeah. So you can, there's one where you can like send it to all the media and stuff, which might actually be kind of cool because they might get story ideas from it.
All right. Absolutely.
Okay, any other material on the August parking newsletter? If not, we'll move to item number 5, website information update.
Great, thank you. And I just wanted to point out, we've made some updates, information updates within our website. And Lindsay, I might ask you to help me point those out because I know you've done quite a few of these. I know that one big thing we put in here is student commuter renewals, and JR's going to talk about that next. But that was a big part of what we added. We also did some map updates, right, Lindsay?
I'm working on that one that you sent me earlier right now. The working map that Amanda had, she worked on it on InDesign, and I've never used InDesign before, so I am kind of teaching myself it right now.
I know one thing we're working on, we're going to try to add Mercado here. We haven't gotten to that yet. But we will be adding Mercado. We have to track down the IT person. I think JR found them today. So we're working on that. And the other map that we're going to update is this Tool Avenue map. It's just a quick one to focus on Tool. Of course, there's the parking map again. But, you know, we basically peruse the website on a regular basis to make sure that it's up to date. You know, has the most relevant information. This is one area that we did update. I'm going to save that thunder for JR for that. Lindsay, was there any other information? I know we were talking about activity or traffic hits to the website. If you have any information to share about that.
Yeah, so I actually got a hold of Andrew Kyle, and he took me through their like Google Analytics site. So he signed me up. I asked him to have the analytics sent to me weekly. So it's Park Tucson as a whole, and then all of the links within Park Tucson. So we'll get a good idea of what kind of traffic we have there. I think for Park Tucson, like the homepage, I want to say when he pulled it up, it had like 4,000 hits over the last month, which was really good.
Yeah.
I know, yeah. So I'm just glad that I was able to track down whoever, you know, the people are that keep track of all that stuff, so I can share that with you guys at all of our meetings.
Thank you. Thanks for using the Google Analytics to track all that. So you said 4,000?
Yeah, I want to say it was 4,000. The first report will come to me tomorrow, and then I'll shoot you guys an email and let you know. I think it said 4,000. Okay. I could be completely wrong, but I think it did.
All right, any other website updates? Let's move on to number 6, and JR, let us know what's going on with the student commuter permit sales.
Yeah, so yesterday our renewal period opened the 15th. We have not started processing anything yet, just because of staffing levels this week. But as of right now, we've got about 70 permits that are in our queue to be renewed, which... In the many years that I've done this, I've never seen 70 permits within a couple of days for renewals. We normally do 75 to 100 for the entire two-week period. So it seems either everybody's getting a jump start on it this year, or I'm expecting there to be a little bit more renewals than what we normally have. So our renewals will run from yesterday through the end of the business day on the 25th. And then we will not do any renewals from the 25th or after the 25th, the 26th to the 1st. And that basically lets us get prepared, make sure that everything has been processed, maps are updated. So when August 1st shows up, you know, pretty much what's available is open to the public so that they can actually see that. So yeah, that's pretty much where we're at now is I expect us to have anywhere from probably 100 to 125 this year of renewals.
Awesome. What day does school start?
I think it's the...
U of A starts the 4th, if that was the question, sorry. August 4th.
Really?
That's what I saw, August 4th.
I don't think so, because move-in for some of the places on, like, 1st, 2nd, and 10th University, move-in dates for those are the 22nd of August, which means school probably won't start until the next week. We had a meter hood request come in on Monday for move-in, and I think they're doing the 14th and the 22nd for move-ins, which means usually school doesn't start till the week after.
Yeah, it looks like fall classes begin August 25th.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
AUSD is August 4th. Maybe
I'm confusing the high school kids with the college kids.
Yeah.
But you can still tell them apart, though. I can't. Anybody who's moved a kid into campus, I did one at U of A and one at ASU. It's hard on parents, I'll tell you. It's not a good day.
I remember moving into the dorm at U of A 25-some years ago, and it was 117 degrees.
Yep.
And no air conditioning, going up 3 flights of stairs. Yeah, it wasn't fun.
Good.
I just wanted to try to get into this map. It doesn't seem like it's letting me. Jared, do we have a way? Let me see if I can try to get in here.
Which one are you trying to get into?
It's the permit zones for the on-street commuters.
It's better if you go through the one through our website.
Yeah, that's what I just clicked on. Oh. Let me see if it's... It's going to pop up here, just doing my verification. No, it's not letting me do it from the website for some reason, but
I can share my screen if you'd like to see.
Oh yeah, if you don't mind, I just want to remind everybody where those zones are.
Not that one. All right, can you see that map? Is this the one you're talking about?
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, so you see right around the U of A, we have those zones that get more expensive as you get closer to U of A.
Yeah.
And
north of campus is the most expensive, so north of Speedway here. These are the this group here is basically the group that sells out the quickest, usually the most expensive because of the location. The slowest selling is south of campus. The first few blocks we sell pretty good. Anything further south, we usually have an issue. Not an issue selling, but they usually take a little bit longer to sell. But yeah, so north of campus is usually where the bulk of the stuff is done because of the location.
Makes sense. And can you just show us the rates? Because we did increase the rates $10 for each zone.
Yeah, so they're here. Yeah. And it still shows, I thought I fixed that, but this zone Z still shows $3,000. I thought I fixed it once. It should be
$300. No, you left that in there on purpose.
That's the second place I messed that up. The four my set, Lindsay caught it as well. So I don't know what my deal with $3,000 is, but I really want to sell that.
That should be for 3 years at least.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, JR. Glad that we're getting the traffic for the renewals, and we'll see what the amount we get for new permits as well. Last year we were like at 99% sold out. I think we were missing four or five, maybe.
Yeah, I think we sold out for the first semester. I think it's usually the second semester is where we struggle a little bit, but I'm pretty sure we had sold out the first semester, but the second semester, I think we had about four or five permits that didn't sell towards the end of the year.
All right. Pacing well. Excellent. Item number 7, future products information, text-to-pay, online meter reservation systems.
All right. Thank you. So we're in the development process of text-to-pay. And what that is, just like it sounds, you're able to use your cell phone to text a phone number to pay for parking, and I want to show you a quick video of how that works. we're going through IPS, which is the company that provides our parking meters, and this is a little demo.
How's that different from the app? I know, right, it's different from the app, but yeah. Is it competing with the app, or is it just concurrent technology?
It's concurrent, but it more or less does compete with the app. What we've noticed, or what we've heard, is that out-of-town folks would probably prefer text-to-pay instead of downloading another app. Where the locals might have the app already, and they're used to it. The price is passed on to the customer. There's a surcharge. Right now the app is charging 30 cents as a convenience fee. The text to pay will start out at 35 cents. It's really whatever you want to use. We do have some stickers that we're going to put on the meters. Let me just try to show you that real quick. Where did it go?
8, 9, 37.
There it is. So it's a different color than the Passport app stickers. So the Passport app is yellow, and those are found on the side of the meters. This sticker will look like this color, and this goes right on the front of the meter under the round door. You text pay to this number, you enter the zone, and that's it. Those are all your instructions at the meter, and the rest is done on your cell phone. We're still developing this. We are going to work with Lindsay on publicizing this information when the time comes. Hopefully within the next month, we get this rolled out. A lot of folks we've heard are just, you know, they don't want to download another app. And this product is free for us, for the city of Tucson. We got a deal with IPS to make it free. So doesn't really cost us anything. We just have to wait for the stickers, apply them, and IPS makes their money from the convenience fee.
Okay, then.
We still have full the app and the text.
Correct. The app is not going away.
Okay.
You will have two options.
Okay.
And that's where JR and I were talking. We're a little concerned with that because the zone number is going to be different. So on the Passport signage and stickers, you have a zone space number. Where this, we couldn't get them to change the word zone. It's really a space. But if you're just paying attention to the sticker, it should be pretty self-explanatory what zone you're in. If you're just paying attention to the sticker, it's blue for the text to pay and yellow for the app.
Yeah.
But I think the app will still be just as popular as ever. We do get quite a bit usage on the app. So.
I know it's not on the agenda, but any update in terms of revenue generated as a result of the Saturday and evening extension?
There's definitely an impact. I don't think we're ready for today's meeting for that, but we do have a finance committee meeting tomorrow that we're preparing that for, and we can share that. We'll plan to share that with the full commission on the 22nd.
For the month of June, the numbers were like $2,061.64.
Just $2,000 additional for just those hours?
In total for the whole day. For Mercado.
Oh, for Mercado. Got it. Okay. So Mercado, that which is a new parking area, $2,000 for June. But Erica, we should probably drill down daily to see what we're making between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. and on Saturdays and seeing, comparing that to the previous year to see where the increase is. So we'll definitely look at doing that. Graham, are you interested in any other details for that?
No, I just think we need to continue to track that and tell that story. And, you know, here's the outcome of what seemed at the time like a pretty heavy lift to get done. So,
yeah, we did have the warning period, of course, for a few weeks there. So we probably didn't get, you know, as much cooperation as we could expect going to July and August. Especially with the students coming back. But we are in full enforcement mode now, so folks are getting citations for not paying during the extended hours. It takes a while for people to get used to it. So I would say June is just, you know, the opening act. It's not going to represent the full, you know, volume of what it will result in.
Okay. Cool. Any more information on text to pay? I understand it. Looks easy enough, but there's still people walking around with pockets full of quarters. So,
yes.
Any future agenda items? I think an item that ought to go on the marketing subcommittee agenda for the next one is to nominate and elect a chair.
Yeah, I forgot to put that on here. That's my fault.
Yeah, we can do it next go round and see next week if there's anybody who raises their hand or has interest in doing that. I never heard from Zach after I got the notice from what's her name at Downtown Tucson Partnership. I don't know what happened to that guy.
Yeah, Zach's no longer with DTP.
So yeah, I got that much from her.
Right, sure. Yeah. If you don't mind, I just want to share one other thing on the future products. If you don't mind, if we can go back to number 7.
No, not at all.
I just want to share another thing we're going to do, and that's it's meter reservations. So let me get this up here. What we did, we were looking at deploying an online meter reservation system last year. We did a soft launch of a product online from IPS, but we didn't find that system favorable. It just didn't fit our needs. I know JR worked with several of the frequent requesters of meter reservations, and it just didn't work for us. And we're not going to just settle for anything. So we engaged with Passport. They have a meter reservation system, and we just went through another show and tell about it. We like it. We're going to move forward with it. It's going to cost $5,000 one time only. They actually waived the recurring annual cost, so it's just one time $5,000. And I'm going to try to zoom in here. There's a dashboard, and folks can go in and do their own meter reservations. You go with your ID, the location, the dates, and it adds up the fees for you, and you can pay online. So it's going to make it a lot more user friendly. It's going to make it easier for us to manage, and we can run reports to show our agents which meters to hood, when to take off the hoods. But it's very customizable. We're going to work with them next week on a scoping meeting to make sure that they're going to show everything online that we need them to show. So just want to say that we're still on that path for online meter reservations.
And that's like institutional closures, right? That I can't, as a consumer, reserve a meter in front of the restaurant I'm going to.
So you could try to do that, but our staff is going to approve or deny that, right, JR? We still have to do the okay for that.
Yeah, it depends on the use that's being done. If you're doing work within the business or whatever, we will allow that construction type stuff. If it's just a reservist that you could have parking in front of your business, absolutely not. So we're going to look at the reason why you're wanting to hood a meter and see if it matches a good reason for us to go ahead and approve that.
Okay.
Nice. That was going to be my question, if somebody reviews, like, who's reserving or not. That's exciting, though. I feel like that would be a lot easier.
Absolutely. You know, we are excited about it. The way we're doing it now, it's just really time-consuming. So this is going to really cut down and make it more efficient. Mm-hmm. So, and we'll still have the approval process in there to make sure it's not being used for Graham to get a spot in front of Sinks when he wants to. Thank you for indulging me in that one. Thank you.
All right. Any other future agenda items for marketing subcommittee? Getting none, I think I'll move for adjournment unless anybody has anything else. It is 4:33 p.m. and the marketing subcommittee of the Park Tucson Commission is adjourned.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Is the 22nd in person or
yes.
On Teams? It is?
Okay. It is in person, yep. So hopefully
it's Tom's farewell meeting.
Okay.
Right. Hopefully I'll get to say goodbye to everybody in person. Mm-hmm. So.